Thank you, Doug. As was stated, today I will switching from swine, going back to dairy, today I will present on the impact of dairy manure application methods on runoff and soil properties and no-till corn. I would like to acknowledge the co-authors, Peter Kleiman, Doug Beagle, Roy McGuire, and Marlon Burkham. So to evaluate these different manure application methods, we conducted research within the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Earlier, research was presented from Maryland, and today I will share some research from two sites, one in Pennsylvania and the other one in Virginia. And as stated earlier in some of the presentations, in Pennsylvania, we evaluated five different manure application methods, whereas in Virginia, we tested three. So some common methods application methods across both sites include shallow disk injection, as well as surface application or broadcast, as well as manure plowed in. And in Pennsylvania, we looked at two additional methods, which was the aeration followed by banded manure, as well as the high pressure injection, which is a Norwegian design, and it injects manure at a pressure of 5 to 8 bars. So in no-till, a primary concern is the amount of residue left on the soil surface. And in our study, well, residue can consist of not only the plant alive and dead material, but also the manure that covers the surface as well. And so this can be quantified in different ways. And we decided to quantify the manure on the residue on the surface digitally using a photo comparison method. So I'll talk a little bit about those results. Percent residue cover from the Pennsylvania site, you can see that, as expected, the surface application yielded the most residue cover, where following by the trend of aeration that Dr. Chin kind of pointed this out earlier, that the manure is not only inserted into a pocket, but there's also manure on the surface. So it was a lot of residue cover and aeration, and it was about 80%. When we look at the injection treatments, they were similar to the control, leaving about greater than 40% residue cover. And as expected, incorporation had little to no residue cover. So the manure that's on the soil surface also positively contributes to the amount of residue cover that's also found on the soil surface. And you've seen a lot of pictures showing the distribution of manure on the soil. So this is just a photo from our site showing that almost 100% of the from the surface application, you can see that almost 100% of the manure covered the soil surface. With banded aeration, you can see that there is some manure on the surface, whereas in the two injection treatments, there's less manure on the soil surface. To evaluate water quality effects, we conducted rainfall simulations. And so we, in Pennsylvania, we looked at two different flow path lengths. One include a 2-meter length, and another was a 10-meter length. We did a single rainfall event, whereas in Virginia, they looked at a 2-meter length, and they looked at multiple events. And so just to give you an idea of the rate of manure, we applied manure at a rate of 6,000 gallons per acre, and the rainfall intensity was 68 millimeters per hour, and that was equivalent to a 25 to 50-year storm. So for some of our Virginia results, total phosphorus concentration and runoff with the different treatments of tillage with multiple paths, tillage with a single pass compared to injection and surface applied, you can see here that the tillage treatment had significantly higher total phosphorus concentrations and runoff compared to the injected and surface application. When we look at total sediments, it almost mirrors the effects of the total phosphorus concentration we found in runoff. So again, the tillage treatment had significantly higher total sediment concentrations in runoff compared to the injected and surface manure application. So in Virginia, one of the things you can see here is that erosion was a major concern. So one of the water quality concerns is that tillage is causing erosion, and you can have concerns with sediment-bound phosphorus leaving that site. So we saw things a little bit different in Pennsylvania. I'm reporting phosphorus loads and runoff at kilograms per hectare. And as you can see, we had differences between years and also among treatments. In 2006, it was a very dry year, and we had little to no differences among treatments, whereas in 2007 was our wet year, and we had very high phosphorus, total phosphorus loads from the surface application compared to the other treatments. The pressure injections, the injection treatments and the banded aeration, total phosphorus loads were also lower than incorporation and now control. When we looked at dissolved phosphorus loads and runoff, again, in 2006, the very dry year, there were little differences among treatment, whereas in 2007, our wet year, we had high dissolved phosphorus concentrations and runoff. And so at this site, in the Pennsylvania site, we dissolved phosphorus accounted for greater than 90% of the total phosphorus and runoff. And so the concern here would be the amount of phosphorus or manure P at the soil surface. So we also wanted to quantify this manure P at the surface. So what we did was we did an effective depth of interaction sampling where we sampled the surface manure and also soil within 1 centimeter depth. And so we found a good relationship. We found a relationship where we measured water extractable phosphorus in the effective depth of interaction with dissolved phosphorus concentrations and runoff. And as you can see, basically the more manure you have at the surface, the more dissolved phosphorus you will find in runoff. So in addition to the effective depth of interaction sampling, we also did intensive soil sampling because we wanted to see the manure distributions in the soil profile. So we excavated a soil pit and we hydraulically inserted metal tins into the soil profile at a 60 centimeter transect. And we looked at various depths down to a depth of 30 centimeters. So this is just a spatial schematic of our sampling where you can see that these are just the different samples that we took. And this is our predicted high level of phosphorus that we measured from broadcasting. So of course, we expect that the highest concentrations would be at the manure surface, the soil surface. And when we mapped this, measuring malic 3 phosphorus concentrations in the soil, you can see that the high levels of phosphorus were found at the soil surface as expected. So I'll also provide another example. This is a schematic of this our shallow disk injection, and these are our various sampling points, and then these are the areas where we expected to have higher concentrations of phosphorus in the soil profile. So again, when we map the malic 3 concentrations in soil, we find the higher concentrations within the discrete points of injection. And I'll just have to add that, of course, I picked the best graphs because all of the, it was very variable. And so not all of the results or reps turned out this well. And this was stated area, this was stated earlier. One of the presenters showed a graph, or he showed a picture of manure in the soil profile. And this just shows that manure can persist. So 3 months after manure was injected, this photograph is from Virginia, you can still see the manure in the soil profile. In conclusion, we found that these new methods of manure injection and aeration can protect the surface residue of soils. But there are trade-offs, just like we all have stated. You've heard that in previous presentations, that there are trade-offs using any one of these methods, and that in tillage, sometimes it's soil-specific. And in this study in Virginia, tillage increased the phosphorus losses, whereas in Pennsylvania, it was more of a dissolved loss associated with the manure on the surface. So removing applied phosphorus from soil surface lowers dissolved P and runoff. Thank you.
We have a minute or two for questions. Any questions for Keisha?
So the question was that although there's different trade-offs, what would be my recommendation to farmers? Well, other presenters showed today, well, it would be between two methods. It would either be between the aeration or the shallow disc injector. Previously, a lot of the researchers have shown that the shallow disc injector had lower economic costs associated with it. So that probably would be the preferred method that I would recommend.